Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We're back.
Again.
For like...
You thought we left.
Yeah.
We faked you out.
I thought we left. Wait, it was all a clever ruse. We have been playing the same show kind of on repeat for the last 3 weeks, I think. 3 or 4 weeks. And
you thought we wouldn't notice.
We haven't been just sitting on our hands. We've been lying down a lot, too, because we've been sick. We've been sick.
First, I was sick.
You were sick. And then
you got the sickness.
And then I got the sickness. And you went to New York and got more sick,
I think. I got more sick.
But we're back. We may not be fully recovered. So
I don't know.
I pity the fool that used these microphones later.
We're basically... detained right now.
Yeah, I mean, we're
separated from society.
We're spreading the sickness in the studio, so you know the lengths we'll go to.
Quarantined. That's how sick I am. I can't think of the word.
Well,
quarantined.
You know what? We got together and we discussed this via like the internet, and we said 4 weeks is too long. I mean, we can't let our fan base down.
People will start worrying.
Yeah, we.
I mean, there'll be riots on the street from all the.
I was worried. I was worried that the general manager is going to be like, "Yeah, you know, your show hasn't been online. You haven't really updated. iTunes called. They want their space back. Stitcher called. You know, they want some stuff. So no, we're back. Let's get on with the show, Bear. We have a website. What is the website? If you remember.
Oh man, eexppoints.com. Something you have to hit.
Double tap
the P.
Double tap the P, not the E. You're like EEX points. No.
EXP points.com. Always double tap that P.
Don't forget it. The first P, not the second P. It'll be four P's if you do that. We're also on social media like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Google+, all that stuff. Go to exppoints.com/social and you'll see all of it. And some things that we didn't name like PayPal and I already named Stitcher. Stitcher and iTunes. We're on Stitcher and iTunes. That's where you can find all of our other shows.
You just wrote up something. I'm right. I've always said double tap the P, but I never specified which
P. Just the first P.
Wow.
Don't do P.
No wonder no one can find the site. They're always hitting four P's.
I'm sure we can get that domain.
EXPPPoints.com.
That's not a real thing, though. Don't go
not
there.
Yet.
We are going to kick it off with a song. This is an oldie but a goodie, as it said. And then we're going to get on to what we did this last few weeks.
Year.
This is...
Literally.
This is Man on Fire. Oh, yeah, it is mostly.
Well, yeah, I know we're here. Anyway,
Man on Fire. Man on Fire by The Megas. Not the Washington Denzel or Denzel Washington movie. This is Man on Fire by The Megas. It's about Fireman, not Firemen. From the Mega Man series. It's a good song. You just listen to
it. Just listen to the song. Matt, stop talking. Play the song.
I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Man on Fire by The Megas. Again, I told you, it's the Mega Man song about Fireman.
About being on fire.
About being on fire, yes. Man. Inflammation, yeah. So that's, they burned that mother down. We are going to talk about what we did these past few weeks. I think we've been out since Mardi Gras. We've been out for a while.
Collective hangover.
For those that don't know, Mardi Gras is this like holiday that people celebrate all across the world. But
our broadcast range? Who doesn't know within our broadcast area?
I don't know, but if you listen to it online,
remember the wide web,
that website that we have that you said?
On the interwebs.
So anyway, we were that. You want to start or should I?
I'll go first. Okay. I always go first.
What are you doing? What'd you do?
Oh my god! So I got sick, and we're like not going to do a show. And then you got sick.
Yeah.
And you're like, not going to do a show. And then I went to New York and got sick.
Yeah. It was cold.
It was cold. Dude, it was like the high was 19 Fahrenheit.
I mean, I know how you measure that, but when you say it 19 Fahrenheit, there's like some individual like thermometer.
Height.
Yeah.
No, it's a height.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like 19 feet of mercury, which is not true.
One Fahrenheit.
Anyway, so it was cold. I got sick. Went up there, went to PonyCon NYC, hung out with Ingrid.
How was that?
Fun. Yeah, things and stuff. Did some yoga.
Yoga.
What's her yoga thing?
She's a yoga instructor.
So Ingrid, she's the voice of Mod Pie. She's been a yoga instructor for 8 years.
Interesting.
So she's very flexible.
There's a joke in there.
I don't know.
There's a joke in there. Anytime
I worked a gig last night, and I was at the Union Theater till like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'm totally awake and not just working on Red Bull.
Well, anytime anyone says like, yeah, really flexible, there's like, even if it's totally platonic type of like conversation, there's always like, oh, really? You can like... bend more than normal people. And you like rib them, you hit them with your elbow, and you're like, yeah, yeah.
And then they pepper spray you.
And that's, yeah.
So
you go and tell the joke to everybody and tell your
so obnoxious. I did all that, and I think last time we were on here, I was complaining about Fallout 3.
Yes.
And so I hadn't gone back to that yet, but I've been playing some New Vegas, you know, watching out for people.
I know
people.
I know they, stuff. Are you?
I always like, so I'm like the nicest guy in the world if you ever meet me, and I'm like, not stuck up or anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just basically perfect. But in these games, I always want to play like the most horrible person you'll ever meet. It's like, hey, will you help me find my kitty? I'm like, sure, kid, snap neck.
You're chaotic.
And then
evil.
Find the kitty later.
You're chaotic, snap its neck.
Yeah.
You're chaotic evil in video games.
Yeah. In fact, actually, I had a problem in Fallout 3 where I didn't know what to do in the main quest anymore because I'd killed everyone.
Oh, wow. So, except the kids.
Like, you can't kill the kids, children. But I hadn't made it that far yet. You know, it was like a Megaton and all. Yeah. And like, so I killed the agent that wants you to go to Tenpenny Tower. Thank you. And I'd killed the sheriff.
Yeah.
So like the quest chain was like, I don't know.
Just do whatever
you're
you want.
You're supposed to do this.
I know that's
you're
where somebody...
You're supposed to pick A or B. You picked C. That didn't exist yet.
C is in wait around.
Yeah.
I know that was something that one guy did is he spent all the time going through and killing pretty much every NPC in the game.
That's pretty much what I did.
And I mean, I guess that's cool. Recently in Fallout News, you mentioned Fallout. There's a guy who went and played New Vegas without healing. He did nothing to increase his health ever. And he beat the game. And now he's going through all of the DLC
to try
and do it. I don't know. I remember one of the DLCs. I can't remember if it's
old
world.
Did he play on hardcore mode?
I can't remember.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Even on easy mode, there's still scorpions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's like the regular normal mode.
And gravity.
And the hardcore like survival type mode.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you're actually in this post-apocalyptic world and you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never played that. That honestly takes the fun out of it for me.
Well, it's like it's masochists. Like you play the game to get hurt while playing the game. Like you I don't know. It's the opposite of a speed.
If I want to get hurt while playing a game, I'll just play like Counter-Strike against 12-year-olds.
You'll hurt yourself to stop it.
anyway, so what have you been doing for these past 3 weeks, Matt?
So Homeworld came out. We'll talk a little bit about Homeworld. It came out February 25th. And I had preloaded it. I was ready. I've been playing a lot of Homeworld.
I got older. I forgot I did that then.
Oh, yeah. What's your birthday?
Happy birthday. Yay. I got older.
Come on.
I'm still here.
Woo.
Another trip around the sun.
Yep.
That was fun.
So, no, I played Homeworld. I did play... I started playing New Vegas because you were talking about it. And I was like, it'd be pretty cool to pick
Fallout.
Up New Vegas.
I want a new Fallout. That's what I really want in life.
It'd be nice, but I would need... I liked Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas. It's hard to play Fallout 3 now.
Yeah, because you can't install it.
Well, okay, for a lot of
reasons. It's just hard to play it.
But New Vegas, I'm playing it, and I'm like, I feel like I want to run faster. I feel like I want to jump higher, or that I want the physics engine to be better. Like, everything to look the same or whatever. Yeah, so, no, I got a new graphics card. I got the 970. Woo! EVGA's 970.
You had a one-up me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Or, I guess two-up me. I think I have a 780.
Right, so the 780 is probably still better graphics wise, but you get all of the great things that come with the 900
chipset. Right, well, I said that there are, it's not just about performance.
Specifically, dynamic resolution, which dynamic scaling resolution. So I actually play a lot of games that can support it in 2K resolution, but it scales it down to 1080p.
Okay.
And by doing that, I get all the fidelity and graphical niceness of all the textures and everything. Crisis 3 looks amazing.
It's like someone shrunk an image.
Yes.
It still has all the pixels, but you just squished it.
Right. Instead of like...
Not really, because the pixels don't exist, but...
But yeah, so it's a nicer looking image. It's a nicer looking image than the 1080p image.
Right.
So.
There's, I guess, more data in the image.
Yes.
There's a way to praise that.
And it happens on the card now, which is really great. So I'm playing Crysis 3 because it's a really nice-looking game. And then playing Fallout New Vegas because I realized I never did all the DLC, like all the 4 or 5 DLC packs came out. Never did it. Playing a lot of Homeworld. Picked up SimCity again. Playing some SimCity.
Wow.
Yeah.
SimCity.
And I honestly, the last little bit of time, I've been taking and learning the science behind cooking. I've been geeking out on cooking things, like specifically steak.
I'm looking forward to this.
I am cooking you some steak. It's going to be great. I learned a technique called the reverse sear, which is really, really awesome.
What, you guys sear the center?
No. So you sear it after the fact. Like, you don't cook it first you don't sear it first. You cook it in the oven for a little bit of time. So I was doing sous vide, the sous vide method for a while.
Yeah, I remember that.
Where
yeah.
you put the meat in a bag and you heat the bag up.
With science.
You keep it in temperature-controlled water bath for a long time, and it effectively gets everything heated up to the exact
temperature.
Right. Yeah. So there's no gradient. There's no temperature gradient. This is the same exact deal, except it's in your oven and it's heating up to a low temperature, and then you sear it to get the outside everything okay. seared the right way. It's fantastic. I cooked like 4 or 5 steaks over the last week.
10 minutes.
I think it is still like an hour long to cook the steaks, but I mean, you can't mess it up. It's really. I guess you could. If you forgot about it in the oven, you can mess it up. But no,
that would literally be how you would mess it up. Yes.
I started watching. It's not a geek show, but for me, I can geek out all day about
anything you love.
One of my favorite
to geek out over.
One of my favorite shows is MASH. MASH.
Why are you? I was watching MASH this past weekend.
Really?
Yes.
They practically have a TV channel like AMC or whatever.
Yeah, I was on Netflix and like it just recommended it to me.
Yeah.
One of my other friends had been talking about it. I'm like, you know what? It's time for some MASH.
Yeah. Wait, you've never seen MASH?
No, I've seen MASH.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, one of my friends was talking about it again. I'm like, you know what? Time for some MASH.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to lose it. I was
I've never seen MASH
like
a million times.
So we're watching MASH again, and my fiance and I both really enjoyed
it. Oh, so you're watching it all the way through?
Yeah, and I mean, this will be like the third time we've watched all the way through. So, I mean, we are very, very happy about it. We finished, she had never seen Battlestar Galactica all the way through. We got to the very last.
I am upset with how many people I am learning have not seen Battlestar Galactica all the way through.
Okay, hold on.
And I'm only just even counting the remake.
Hold on.
So I'll forgive you for not seeing the original.
Well, yeah, most people like that we are around weren't alive, you know?
I mean, that's okay. I'll forgive you, but. The remake?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Well, it's like people that say that they're a science fiction fan, they like sci-fi TV, and they've only ever seen Firefly. And Firefly is not bad, but Firefly isn't the best
Firefly out
there.
Firefly broke my heart, though.
Oh, yeah.
You remember what happened to me.
Yeah.
Stargate.
You didn't know.
Well, okay. So for all you who don't know, in high school, I basically didn't watch TV. It wasn't until I moved in with MG that I kind of got back into TV and TV shows. And then I found Stargate, SG-1. And then Atlanta.
Stargate Atlanta. That'd be awesome. Stargate ATL.
Atlantis.
That would be a different show.
And then Universe or whatever. Yeah. But then, I'd watched all that, lots of Stargate. And then I'm like, man, next thing. Looked it up and I'm like, Firefly looks awesome. I'll watch all the bajillions of seasons of that. And then afternoon.
12 episodes.
Yeah. Then I discovered it wasn't work.
12
so
hours
everyone
later.
Gets that heartbreak, but I felt like it was extreme with me because I was really thinking it was going to go on forever.
But then Battlestar Galactica. Right.
And I got back into TNG
This is going to be a long segment. So let's go ahead. Let's end this and we'll talk about Battlestar Galactica.
But we were out for a while.
In our next segment.
Let's talk about some Battlestar Galactica.
Let's do the next segment because.
That's what a toaster would say.
Right. This is Save World, Get Girl by iFi Dragons. We're going to come back in a little bit. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Save World, Get Girl by iFi Dragons. Before we get into this segment, I forgot. I would feel remiss if I didn't say this.
My favorite words, boys and girls.
Remiss.
Remiss.
So I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Completely arbitrary, I guess.
There'll be a quiz later.
So I am currently webbing.
Webbing?
I'm currently wearing a Pebble watch, the Kickstarter edition of the black Pebble watch.
Yes, I'm currently wearing an LGG.
Well... So hold on, I there's a point to say this. Pebbles was awesome. Pretty much started the smartwatch thing. Right. And this was 2 or 3 years ago, I can't remember. They've been doing it. It's available. You could buy this at Best Buy, along with a ton of other smartwatches that you have. They actually have a smartwatch section, a wearable section.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy when you stop to think about it.
We now are able to get the next version of the Pebble called Pebble Time.
Double time.
Which is now currently in Kickstarter.
Double time.
I know. Everyone makes that joke.
Oh, I was an original.
No, not at all. Nothing under the sun. No, the Pebble Time is currently under Kickstarter. It's already been funded. They have millions and millions of dollars, like over $10 million. They asked for $500,000. They've got more than they're going to do. You may not even be able. I'm a Kickstarter backer.
You Kickstart everything.
I said something a while back. I'm like, this is a really good device. And if it proves to me that this is something I can wear week in and week out, and only charge once or twice a week.
That's the biggest complaint I have.
I haven't charged this in 5 or 6 days.
In fact, actually, I think I was getting a low battery warning already.
Yeah.
Earlier. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, this new watch, color screen.
Yeah, I'm at 5%.
Color e-paper display.
Battery saver on.
Still a 7-day life, lifespan, and a bunch of stuff. So anyway, I don't want to, bog this segment down. We're going to talk about...
Cool watch, bro.
Thanks. That's all I was going for. Cool watch.
You're welcome.
So you just need positive reinforcement sometimes, people. No, we're going to talk about Battlestar Galactica a little bit.
So, not watching it.
Fiance and I finished it, and the ending. We're not going to spoil the ending because for the people that haven't watched it, it's a fantastic journey.
It really is.
It's a journey of success and failure, making and unmaking of character. Of military and politics, yeah, absolutely.
Personal vendettas, and it's amazing.
It's good.
Honestly, if you think Game of Thrones is political, no.
There's like one or two episodes I would say you can completely throw away in the entire 4.5-season thing.
Now that's pretty impressive.
And that's including Blood and Chrome, the Resistance webisodes, the Face of the Enemy webisodes, the whole shebang, including the miniseries, all of that. The only thing that I will not say is Caprica, as good as Caprica was, Caprica did not follow with the same vigor that the original show had.
It was okay.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it's not Battlestar Galactica.
Right. It was supposed to be sort of it was a nice follow-up, kind of like not a swan song, I would say. But it was some sort of, this is more of the universe. I hope you enjoy it. We can't sink this much into it. I'm not even sure Ronald Moore actually pushed more, directed that or wrote that. But I mean, it didn't kill any of the canon. It gives you just an inside look of where the world was at 50 years or 60 years before the Cylons. And that's awesome. That's real, or before Battlestar Galactica. And that's awesome. But the question that I really wanted to pose to you, and this kind of will take the place of our segment where we talk about nostalgia-based things.
Ask me a question.
When people say, your favorite sci-fi show, period, hands down.
Next Generation.
Favorite sci-fi show. Okay, I know yours is The Next Generation.
And
that could be...
Next question. Move along.
Well, so the question is, people get annoyed sometimes when it's not Firefly. There are people out there who I don't know if they just if they haven't been exposed to so much. But this is insane to me that
I've been on the internet. I've been exposed to a lot.
We have friends. We have joined.
I do
friends.
Have friends. I have them.
We have friends that they like Firefly so much that it is the best science fiction show they've ever seen. And and they've seen Battlestar Galactica. So
it's called your opinion.
So the opinion is 12 episodes. I think it was 11 aired, 12 actually released.
Right.
12 episodes of Firefly versus the entirety of all of Battlestar Galactica, or the entirety, because arguably the first season of Firefly is better than the first season of Next Generation.
Well, here's what I'll say about it. Firefly is a success of its own failure.
Yes. It obviously came back with Serenity.
Well, the thing is, it only had one season.
Yeah.
So that left your imagination opened a whole bunch of things. Look at things like Dexter and all.
Yep.
My problem with it is it goes too long and it loses itself.
And it has that one last episode.
Well, we're not even going to get to that.
Okay.
We're just sticking on the fact that these things run for so long. They build the universe. It's concrete. This is canon. This is how it is. But with Firefly, it opened up this universe to you and you only got to glimpse it. Like Reavers, they only show up like once or twice,
yeah.
Right? But like your imagination can go off on a tangent about Reavers and their backstory and everything.
I guess it would be the same thing if like you brought up Stargate SG-1. Stargate SG-1 was 10 seasons, Atlantis was 5, and then Universe was 2. And that's all one big, giant, connected universe. Typically one after the other. Even though Atlantis ran
over,
I think, two seasons.
Yeah. And they actually do have a few episodes where they go back and forth between them.
Right. And they trade out characters, and that really
is
great.
It worked well.
Universe.
And that was a well- That's a well-built concrete universe, is what
right.
I'm saying.
Universe is the most disjointed type of universe, or continuity-wise, mm-hmm. from that. But even then, like, McKay makes a couple appearances. They go back to Stargate right. Command. You get to see the current thing. And I guess that's the opposite side of that coin, right? That's right. what you're talking about.
And that's the thing. It went on forever, but it was well-built, and it established all its ideas of what this universe is.
Yeah.
But then Firefly succeeded because it established a universe, but then never got the chance to concrete everything.
Yeah.
So it's in your mind. It changes for each. We'll call it a polymorphism show.
Oh, look at that. $2 word to that, man. $2 word.
It's different for everyone who watches it.
That's it. Yeah. It kind of.
That's my opinion on it, man.
So it bothers me in a way. And it's not that, like, my opinion's better than other people's opinion, because I like Firefly and I like Battlestar Galactica. Right. Let's put it this way. I like these shows.
So which is your favorite Firefly?
Period?
Yeah. Just to go ahead and lay that out.
It's hard.
No, come on.
It's hard. I really like Battlestar Galactica.
I know you do.
I really, really. In fact, I
that was my guess for you.
I can quote episodes. I can quote, you know, things day in and day out. I can quote the show.
Right.
But like, they're
so surreal.
That's it. Oh, man. I know, you know, I know the real actors' names. I know their actual accents. And
whenever, knows their home addresses.
Whenever I watched Longmire just because Katie Sackhoff played in Longmire, you know. And
I know how that is.
I watched the Power Rangers gritty D-boot or whatever because it had her in it, not because of Vanderbeek.
Oh, what, the YouTube thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that was awesome.
It was really, really good. There. It's still like, up. They put it back up.
Okay, they put it back up. Yeah. Even get out there and watch that with not kids around.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not NSFW. It's NSFW. Well, I guess the YouTube version's slightly more safe for work. I mean, or there's no nudity.
Depends on where you work, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's true. No, I would say Battlestar Galactica is probably my favorite because it's consumed me the most. But, you know, I also like the original Lost in Space, the black and white Lost in Space. I didn't mind the original Battlestar Galactica because I knew what it was, you know. It's like the original Transformers.
If anyone here is going to go watch the original one, know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Don't expect the remake.
Everything back in the day was like that, you know. And
it's very, I don't want to say cheeky, but I guess.
It's cheesy. It's campy. There's a robot. There's a Cylon cowboy. I mean,
there is a Cylon cowboy.
It's stuff to sell. It's selling stuffed animals and stuffed animals and action figures. It's pretty much what Transformers was. Transformers wasn't an actual sci-fi show. It was a show to sell the action figures.
Yeah.
It was selling toys. So, I mean, you know, you know what you're getting into.
Hasbro excels at that.
But, I mean, you know, I enjoyed Mantis, and that was a horrible science fiction show. I enjoyed the original Lou Ferrigno version of the Hulk. Because the original sci-fi, you know, there's some science fiction shows out there that are, I guess, anime-based science fiction shows that I really, really enjoy.
So wrapping back, though, your question was what again?
Oh, my question.
So we never actually got to the question.
It was more of a discussion. It was more of a discussion as
about these people who like Firefly?
I guess it was the density. It's a question of density.
Did I accidentally answer the question?
I think so. Density of a show, because I would say in an hour of Battlestar Galactica, you don't resolve the same questions and problems that, say, the same hour of Firefly would resolve. But that's because Firefly wasn't trying to resolve it. It was setting it up for this entire large universe.
Accidentally answer your question.
Right. Battlestar Galactica, the vehicle that Battlestar Galactica used, it was able to build this entire universe. Even in that 3-hour miniseries, which at the time they didn't know that it was going to become a show. The show happened, I think, a year or two after the miniseries or whatever? I'm pretty sure it was not directly after the miniseries because everybody looks a little bit older.
you aged.
Even the video codec, even the way they shot the movie.
That's true.
You know, so you've got this 3-hour one shot. Let's just assume it was a one shot, and there was so much covered in that 3-hour, the 3-hour miniseries. It built a universe that people said, "I want more of this." There was a specific topic. There was a specific direction.
Deliver?
And they delivered. They delivered for the next several years.
Yes, they did.
Firefly was all over the place. They were setting everything up, much like SG-1 would.
Right.
And then SG-1 was able to kind of deliver that over the next 9 seasons.
I see what you're saying. So things like Firefly, and I don't anger anyone because they showed the show out of order, and that's probably
a big problem.
But it was more of a sealed episodic thing.
Right.
Like you watch episode and then watch another.
Right. There was
some issues. issues with it being out of order. That's why I don't want to get into that whole can of worms. But like SG-1, for instance, you can watch any episode out of that, and it's a complete beginning, middle, end.
There are three or four episodes a season you have to watch in a certain order.
Blanket statements are always wrong.
Yes.
So there you go. But the point is, Battlestar Galactica, you can't pick up like season 2, episode 8.
Right.
Like, and just jump in. You'll be like, what?
I think that's Exodus part 1.
I love the fact that you know that.
I think that's Exodus part 1.
Okay, so that would be a terrible one to just jump in on.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what's going on.
At all. Point in case.
It's
a different type of shooting.
Yeah.
Storytelling.
It's funny you brought up, because I had forgotten until you said it, that it was aired out of order. Fox did that to another show. There was this show, Almost Human, with Kurt somebody. He was the doctor. He was McCoy. He was McCoy from the new Star Trek. Okay. He was like the main guy. And they aired it out of order. And I'm watching it as it airs, and I'm thinking, like, I don't understand. Why is it so disjointed?
And that's a big reason that Firefly failed.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. So that was our nice little discussion. We're going to go to Mutant 64 by Saber Pulse. We're going to come back, and we're going to get some news out of the way. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Mutant 64 by Saber Pulse. We're going to lay down some news for you.
The news. Bunch of Steam news, honestly.
Yeah, but we're going to get the sad news out of the way first because...
I will get sad stuff.
So EA recently shut down the... It's the headline I was going to say. It was like, they shut down the SimCity maker Maxis. But that's not really true. SimCity and Maxis, rather, still like active. But their main development studio in Emeryville, that's shut down. So they're relocating to Redwood Shores in Salt Lake City and then in Helsinki and Melbourne, Australia. So,
okay.
But
I can't believe you didn't open with the saddest news.
Oh, yeah. So, man, I really do feel bad. Yeah. So
I hate you.
I think about a week ago, or was it Monday? Or no, it was last week. It was last week because we've had almost a week to deal with it.
Dude, like I said, I hadn't slept in like 24 hours.
He was 86, 83?
In his
80s. In his 80s, I think 83. Leonard Nimoy passed away. He was committed, I think, Tuesday to a hospital, admitted with chest pains, and then Wednesday he died. And
the world lost a great actor.
We're all very sad. In fact,
inspiration. Did you see the obituary that NASA wrote for him?
No, I did not.
You should look that up. Very good.
Very cool.
I say obituary. I mean, yeah.
It's like a tribute, sort of tribute, wherever. I know now, like, everybody from the original cast, the original main cast, the only people that are still alive is
Shatner.
Shatner, and then, George Takei. So,
I love the fact that you're like, Shatner and oh my.
Yeah, him. So they're the only ones left. I think everybody, Scotty and McCoy and everybody else is gone. So, yeah.
So that's unfortunate. These are all actually very great actors.
You know, if you didn't watch the original Star Trek series, which it is hard to watch that original series, but the movies were pretty watchable.
Pretty good, but
all seven of them.
I would say it's more watchable than like watching the original Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
Because Star Trek isn't, I don't want to say it's not about entertainment, but it's really more about the political and sociological messages that they're trying to put forward.
Yeah, and, you know, I feel...
And then it has this veil of entertainment. You know, it's sci-fi, there's, you know, different things.
I'm not going to say that it's not the same. I'm going to say it's similar. It's more the same than different, but it's dissimilar in that similarity. Like, it's similar enough. It's, okay, you won't have cowboy robots... Or you won't have Cylon, you know, robots. Right.
You'll have ridiculous fight scenes, though.
Right. And you'll have colored women, you know, like green women or whatever, you know, alien chicks. Yep. And Shatner will kiss all of them.
That he will.
And more. But, yeah, so.
I wonder how many takes he did of every one of those scenes.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I must say he was pretty smart, I think.
There was really no ugly alien woman in Star Trek.
For a reason.
Yeah. Of course, I mean, I think he was like executive producer on some of the later versions.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy passed away. If you didn't watch Star Trek, maybe you remember him from Fringe. Yeah. Fringe is actually a really awesome show. I think he was in seasons 3 and 4 of Fringe, maybe just season 4 of Fringe, where he played the other crazy doctor that wasn't the dad. I can't remember. I can't remember any of that. Walter. That wasn't Walter. I think Bill or whatever. Anyway, it doesn't matter. And he also did a lot of other stuff. I think he actually has songs. He has like a CD.
Yeah.
We're not going to play any of those songs because...
No, we don't have them. He also wrote poetry from time to time and different things. He's a very talented person.
Yeah. He really was sort of like this ambassador, this like social ambassador or whatever, which is kind of neat. Leonard Nimoy passed away. Maxis closed its Emeryville studios. And this is kind of the opinion side of this of that headline is that EA is sort of EA. It's in the game. Yes, thank you.
Sorry, I couldn't resist that one.
EA is sort of known for being a bad publisher.
Yeah,
like they're
that's
not
pretty much everyone's opinion.
They're not known for being.
How many times have I said that this episode?
It's someone's opinion.
Yeah, opinion, man.
It's like when everyone has the same opinion, though.
Does that make it a fact?
No. It just makes it widely accepted.
There has to be a special word for a widely accepted opinion.
Yeah.
There has to be.
So,
what's your opinion, man?
No, I guess the opinion is like EA kind of... It doesn't kill everything it touches because obviously the Madden games...
Somehow survive.
I think Madden's underneath EA. The MLB and the NBA and the 2K blogs or whatever.
Games, yeah.
Those are all owned by EA. A lot of sports stuff's owned by EA. And, BioWare, all of BioWare stuff is now published via EA. And they're not dying anytime soon. But, I don't know, over the last little bit, all the sim games kind of started sucking. Like SimCity, I like SimCity, but it's not the same as SimCity 4 or SimCity 2000 or whatever.
I hear you.
And Sims 4 is SimCity and the Sims 4, the new SimCity rather.
Right.
SimCity 5, I guess. And the Sims 4, they did not perform very well.
Well, I never really got into the Sims, but yeah, did have legitimate performance issues on release.
I like in Origin a while back, they gave out the Sims 2 Deluxe Edition for free. All you had to do is just go and register this code, and it's for free, and you get all the DLC. And I'm thinking, like, this is awesome, all the Sims stuff. And I realize after a while, there's so much convoluted DLC, you don't know which direction to go in, you know?
That's like, I love starting Elder Scrolls games when you have all the DLC, and like you walk out into the world, and it's like, new location.
That was New Vegas for me. It's we heard radio signals in the distance, and I'm like, I thought I turned this ELM pack off or whatever. Nope, you got another one. I'm like, man, this is like satellite radio over here because I've got 58 radio stations now.
It's hilarious.
So they shut down. And in VR news, we had talked in our, I think
I
our
love
previous,
how there's now a section for VR news.
In VR news, because it's a big thing.
Yeah, it is.
You've
had wearable technology, now we're going to virtual reality.
The Oculus, and we talked about the HoloLens. One of the designers, Mike I, was killed in a hit-and-run accident over the weekend in Seattle. Apparently a guy hit him going, or someone hit him, I don't know if it was a guy, going over 100 miles an hour, ran into the back of him, and then fled.
Now, what kind of idiot does that?
Goes that fast or flees?
Both.
I don't know. I mean, Robert Miles.
That's terrible.
So the guy is charged with a vehicle homicide and a felony hit and run, as he should be.
Yeah, that's like good.
Because, I mean, it's an accident or whatever. All right.
You're going over 100. You should probably not be doing that anyway.
That's less of an accident.
B,
and more
you just
like,
hit a guy and left.
Yeah. He was quite literally cruising for a bruising. Ignore that joke as well.
Wow.
That's a bad joke.
You're a horrible person.
I know. I'm pretty bad.
You are.
But, you know, so that's the reason
we have
released,
any happy news?
We do have a lot of happy news.
I'm getting really down over here.
But, you know, the HoloLens is a brand new technology that's sort of been demoed.
It's coming out from Microsoft and NASA signed on.
We haven't seen anything other than the trendy, folky music, indie music scene type music video that they have.
Yeah.
Other than that.
If they deliver what that video has promised, oh, my God.
Yeah, because it's...
But,
it's,
I mean, I don't... I'm with you. I don't believe it.
No, it would be awesome. At this point, like, I'm looking forward to commercial releases of the Oculus because, you know, at that point, or similar headsets, whether it's the Sony's or Samsung's
Oculus
VR or whatever.
The Oculus has to be getting ready for a commercial release.
It's got to be.
Like,
cause, I
played with a new version, actually, in New York. A guy did a Virtual Ponyville.
Yeah, DevKit 2 or Crystal Cove or whatever.
Yeah, Crystal Cove, and he had that on demo. And, dude, like, the screen door effect's gone. It's great now. Motion tracking's awesome. You got the slidey effect now. So
nice. You can use those games like Fear. You can actually go and pivot around things.
It's got the accelerometers.
It's
really cool technology.
I'm looking forward to it because even when I'm not playing a game, sometimes I'd like a virtual workspace. I think that's okay. You know, especially in systems administration, you can never have too many monitors.
And this way, you don't even need monitors. You just look all around.
You look all around. Just give me a spinny chair.
Dude, I can't wait till the Office of the Future is just going to be a chair in the middle of a room.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, with a headset sitting on it.
You just got two joysticks on your...
No, not even that, because there's going to be motion detecting all around you.
You just get Leap Motion or whatever mounted on the thing.
So you'll just go into a room, pick up a headset, put it on, and now you're in the internet.
Well, funny segue. That's a really good segue. We haven't gotten rusty in our time off, in our latter years. We haven't gotten rusty. To help do that, you will never guess who's actually on board. Because we've got Samsung doing their thing where you can snap in the Note 4 or the Galaxy S6 or the Galaxy S6 Edge. And they have a custom a mount that fits. And you just snap your phone in and it's got a 2K screen on the phone.
Strap a phone to your face.
You strap a phone to your face. And that's cool. That's cool that you can do that.
I love the fact that this is the world we live in.
And they've got the Sony VR headset or whatever. The Sony, I don't know what it's called or whatever. But they've got that. And that's neat, too. When the Oculus has its thing, all right, cool. And Microsoft has its thing, which is augmented instead of virtual reality. But now we've got somebody we can all trust. We can all get behind because, you know, we may not like Oculus. Like, we don't know anything about Oculus.
Not anymore.
But we know things about Valve. We know things about Valve.
They can't count to three. Gabe loves taking my money.
There will only ever be version one and version two.
Didn't he? I may be lying, but I think he said every time someone makes that joke, he just pushes back the release date.
Oh, that'd be terrible. No, so this is awesome. Valve at GDC did a fantastic release. This was only a few days ago, so this is kind of brand new information. I'm super excited. Are you ready to get into this?
I'm super excited. All right, I'm ready to not be sad anymore.
We are going to start. This is the start of the happy. So bring it on. We've been hearing for a while in 2014, beginning of 2014, we heard about the Steam Box idea.
Right.
And so catch us up on Steam Box, like in a sentence, what is it?
A console from Steam.
Okay. So like a PC, idea. Like a mini PC.
Yeah.
But
well, in fact, it is a PC.
But designed specifically
just to run Steam. It has its own OS, not running Windows, Linux.
Okay.
Well, okay. I guess technically Linux. If you want to get technical.
Steam OS.
We'll go with SteamOS. The point is it's optimized for gaming and not for general computing.
All right. And the
and it's supposed to be cheaper than buying like a $2,000 computer.
Right. So they said it won't give you all of the full mega awesomeness of a full computer.
Because PC gaming master race.
But it will let you be the PC gaming master race. You can do it. You can play your games. Anything that works on Steam OS will work on this. And that's like all of the Orange Box. A ton of games. Right. A ton of games are supported. And you'll also be able to stream to this box because the OS lets you stream. So if you have a game that's only Windows, you can stream from your Steam on your Windows machine with your nice graphics card.
Yay.
And you can do it on the Steam machine. So that's cool. But we haven't seen one.
Am I the only one that has Daft Punk starts playing through their head when you say Steam machine?
I guess. I don't have that.
You don't was that song called Steam Machine?
I don't think so, no.
No, I'll have to look. There's a song.
There's Machine Love, I think.
Daft Punk made a song one time.
Okay. They did make some songs.
I'm really tired, guys. I'm sorry.
So the problem is we've heard about these Steam machines, and they're really awesome, and that's cool. And what we've got built into Steam, we've got the streaming capabilities. I talked on the show frequently about how I was playing, I think it was Space Engineers on my Mac laptop, streaming it to my Mac OS from my PC, and it was really great. There was very minimal lag. Well, a few things are happening, right? They did say Steam Machines coming out in November.
November.
They demoed,
get ready for the Christmas season.
They demoed Alienware, and they demoed Falcon Northwest and Steam Machines.
Yay, Falcon Northwest is relevant again.
That's still a thing, yeah.
I guess Alienware, too.
They said same price point as game consoles, so $300 to $400, which is – that's fine.
That's reasonable.
That's reasonable to be able to play PC games on a big TV.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you want higher performance, you can go ahead and you can swap out some of the parts. You can, like, customize. So,
well, because they are PCs.
Right. You're running code that can scale versus running code that's built specifically for one graphics card for, like, the PlayStation 4 or the Xbox One. So that's really, really cool. We've got a quote from the guy, Tim Sweeney, from the founder of Epic Games. He says, "We love this platform, whether you're running incredibly detailed scenes at 4K or running 1080p at 120 frames per second for an intense shooter experience. This brings world-class gaming and graphics to televisions with an open platform true to Valve's PC gaming roots," end quote. That's awesome, because when you got the guy that founded Epic, which is, in case you didn't know, the Unreal Engine.
Yep. Unreal 4 is out, by the way.
It's
the engine.
The engine, not the game.
For free. Yeah.
Just load the template, and that's Unreal.
Just load the template.
That's pretty much the deathmatch. No, that's awesome that you've got somebody really backing it, you know, and they're saying that now.
Well, someone like him who has a lifetime of experience in dealing with hardware and making awesome engines.
Because it could be terrible.
They're writing the actual engines for building these games, which is highly dependent on the hardware. So for someone with that much knowledge to come out and back it like this, that's awesome.
Well, that, you know, that you can play the game and you can run the code in its purest form on what it was designed to run on instead of getting some aftermarket third-party port. Right. And that's a problem we frequently see is that, you know, you play the PC version of, say, Half-Life 2 versus the Orange Box version of Half-Life 2. They are night and day. Maybe not so much now because the engine... I mean, I guess more so now because the source engine has evolved so much and has patches and SDKs and that enhances the physics for Half-Life 2 on computers. But the Orange Box is still the Orange Box.
Consoles are always static, and that's the problem.
Right,
but that's what makes them cheap.
And so the fact that you can get this at the exact same or virtually the same price point—that's
what's bringing this up.
Offer the same quality and more—that's fantastic. Indeed. I'm ready for it. It's great. What I wasn't ready for, and I'm so happy that they talked about, was something called. It's this new thing called Steam Link. This is fantastic. So you and I, we have gaming.
You didn't even know you needed it.
I didn't even know I needed it. Well, I was going to get a Steam box because I have all my games stored on my big computer.
Right, you're like, I want to be able to play these on my TV.
Exactly. It's cool that it can be like, it can duplex and that it can, you know, store the games on a hard drive and that's neat. Yeah. That's great. But I already have the game somewhere. Steam Link finishes it. Steam Link completes that ecosystem circle. It allows you for $50, $49.99. That's so little money.
That's so little money for someone with a job.
To get this functionality.
Yeah, it really is.
It allows you to play 1080p at 60
hertz. Consider what the Chromecast is, 35?
Yeah.
So you're paying...
A Roku stick is 50, you know?
Exactly, there you go.
So you link this device called Steam Link, you link it and share it. Share games from your big giant gaming computer, and again, it lends itself to people that have these gaming computers already, like you and I. You have $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 gaming rig with a $400 graphics card sitting in your room on your local network, and you plug this Steam Link $50 box into your local network. You can play 1080p content at 60 hertz with low latency with even a Steam controller for an additional $50.
$100 gets you up and running.
$100 to get you up and running, and you can play all the games on your nice big fancy monitor or projector. Or whatever have you, in another room. You can add as many as you want. Obviously, you can't stream multiple things at the same time, but you can play things in a different room with a controller, and you don't have to be sitting
there. You know what's funny about all this?
What?
It's like technology's making this huge circle, and now we're going back to the mainframe style of computing.
Yeah,
we have a big, giant central unit.
And that's awesome. That
processes everything.
I think that's fantastic. I am so happy about it. The fact that all three of these devices,
Valve has made some awesome announcements.
So the Steam machines, the Steam Link, and the Steam controller, which they've recently revised.
Prep
I don't know
your
the changes.
Christmas lists.
They're all coming out in November. And that is awesome. You need to prepare. Don't buy anything during the holiday sale. You need to save that money.
I know, right?
Because you will be buying more things. Now, I mean, I know a lot of people that, you know, they live in dorms or apartments or whatever, and their TV is virtually their computer, you know? They kind of dual purpose that. And we even did the same thing for a while, you know?
We
watch all your content. So, I mean, maybe the Steam Link isn't really going to catch on. But for me, I've got a nice computer. I've got a nice projector.
That's a great idea, and hopefully Valve keeps it going.
I imagine they will. The really awesome thing, because as cool as the Steam Link is, the...
Half-Life 3?
No.
Ah!
No, because that was... Okay, so it's funny you say that.
Ah!
This was revealed yesterday. They said that on March 3rd, so 3-3, at 3:33 p.m., they were going to announce something. That was the rumor. That was not true. That was a completely false rumor.
What? There's a false rumor about Half-Life 3?
I know, right?
No.
As cool as that would have been, like the coolest thing ever, by the way.
I don't know what I'd do with life. At this point, I'd probably just have a heart attack.
Not
believe it.
As cool as that was, and as cool as the Steam Link was, and all of these announcements, I think they released another another announcement that beats them all. And this is the craziest thing. They have their own very own VR headset. They said a while back they were going to do it. We never saw anything about it.
Right.
But Valve and HTC, they're fancy phones makers. They make the M8 and M7, M8, M8, M9. And the M9.
So that's exciting.
They all combine VR headsets called the Vive. But it's even crazier than that.
That's an unfortunate name.
Vive?
Yeah.
Why is it unfortunate?
Because it can be very easily thought of as Vibe.
Oh.
Which, I don't know.
You feeling it? Like, maybe that's the thing you feel in the vibe.
Stop feeling things with vibes.
There's two parts to this from the press release. There's two parts of Vive, the Vive headset. And I kind of hope that that's a working title.
Name. I do,
it's
too.
A project title. So there's two parts of the headset. There's the tracking system, which is supposedly going to be room-wide. It's going to be room-scaled. So you can actually...
Holodex confirmed.
So you can interact with objects in the real world. And that's actually one of the big deals about this. It's not just sit down and look at things through a window. It's actually interact with real things as if it's in the world with you. So that's cool.
That's really cool.
It's called Project Lighthouse.
God, can you imagine what LARPing is going to be in the future?
Hopefully...
Dead.
No, less foam bats. I don't know. Fewer foam bats.
I don't know. I think the world needs more foam bats.
Maybe. It would replace
and
the
also
real
bats. Four foam bats.
Oh, there we go. Thank you.
Like the animals and the bats.
Yeah. We got it.
I think that's a true statement.
Bad jokes.
Wah, wah.
No, there's that, and then there's the way that they're getting the input. And they aren't using the Steam controller exclusively, but that is the jumping point. They are going to modify it, and they will have something else. Though I'm sure you could use the Steam controller if you're going to use it in the conventional Oculus Rift type of way. And that's awesome. It's so good. Valve always comes up with these amazing press releases, these amazing announcements.
It's a good time to be a fan of Valve.
I can't wait. Oh, the VR thing's coming out this year.
Remember?
It will be the technology.
I know what my Christmas list is. It's Valve.
It's Valve. Everything that Valve...
anything that Valve has made, that.
So the crazy thing is that Valve's given away that technology, that Lighthouse technology, to developers for free. And it's so cost-effective that you could build it into a lot of things. So you may have monitors that have it built in, or even little dongles like the Leap Motion or whatever that have it built in, because it's effectively the same thing. I've blown your mind enough. But there's one more mind-blowing thing.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I think I need a song.
So, not yet.
Not yet.
One more mind-blowing thing. We got one more mind-blowing thing, and then we are going to end it.
Put my mind back up.
That's it.
Put it back in my... Okay.
So...
Mind ready.
The Source engine's pretty awesome.
Mind-blowing.
It's been running Valve's...
Source has been around for so long.
2005, I think.
Done so much.
2004, 2005. It's the first engine that Half-Life 2 used. Counter-Strike Source obviously used the Source engine. Source 2.
Actually, Source, super exciting.
Source 2. It is fantastic. It's no word on when it's coming out yet, but it's awesome. It'll be free to content developers.
Yay.
It'll be
because Valve knows how to run
business. It'll have Vulkan support, which Vulkan is sort of like the next generation OpenGL. I think that's what it was known as for a long time. It's just a new way of interfacing with hardware. It's an API for people who know what that is. It's fantastic. They're really going more towards the next iteration is all about content creation and generation. And the people that do that, that's cool. Professional content developers, that's nice. But they want to get actual gamers involved in the process.
Yeah. Well, which is what Valve has been doing for years now.
Yeah.
I mean, like releasing the film, Source Filmmaker or whatever.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And some fantastic things have come out of that.
Some funny, ridiculous
Everything
you would expect from the internet has come out of that.
Yes. But yeah, so lots of releases.
Steam expect more things in virtual reality.
Steam machines, VR, Steam controllers, Source 2, Steam Link, everything. Everything's coming out in November. We don't know when Source 2 is happening.
November will be the best month of the year.
It would be great if they're like November, Half-Life 3, and it's for sale now. And then the world will crash. It'll be amazing.
Dude, the internet will go down.
It'll be super dramatic. But
net neutrality was confirmed or something. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of news.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
Yeah, I got past. I don't know all the details because I haven't read it yet. But
effectively, and we'll wrap this segment up real quick, but effectively, net neutrality.
The FCC saved us all.
The FCC is now in control of the internet as if it was a utility, which I think is a good thing because it's better than having like Comcast and Cox and Charter in control of it.
It's a thing yet to be seen, whether it's good or not.
Yeah, I mean, everything, again, silver lining or except
it gives
for the
us
rule,
hope, but we'll see what happens.
It could be bad. Could be a lot of drama. Just like this next song. This is Dramatic Song by Tobuscus. We're going to come back, end out the show. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.
This song sounds dramatic, but I'm bad at writing words. This freaking song is brilliant.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points, and I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
We are about out of time, but that was Dramatic Song by Tobuscus. We made it an entire show. We didn't get sick.
Or I didn't even fall asleep.
We are out of time, but before we go, Bear, what is the website?
exppoints.com. Double tap the P.
The first one.
The first P. Now that we're actually pointed out, I don't know which one.
We are on social media as well. If you want to find out what social media we're part of and you want to be part of it too, like and subscribe and view and follow and do all that stuff, go to exppoints.com/social and you can see all of our offerings. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. You can stream us via the website. Please check all of that stuff out. Catch some of our back shows. And keep listening because we have new content on the way. Not just this show, not just blog entries. We've actually got our new show, Double Jump. It's coming out very soon.
I may even do my self-character sheet thing.
Yeah, you have to do your character thing. But we will have all of that coming out very, very soon. So stay tuned. Thank you. We'll see you next week. Next week, Wednesday,
we promise?
9 to 10.
Central time.
Central time. We will be here. We're going to leave you with Airbrush by Anna Monoguchi. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM, KSLU.